Thank you very much, Gary, and much appreciate those wonderful hymn selections. So appropriate. It is just so amazing. And the title of my message today is Hope, the Anchor of Our Souls. God gives us an anchor for our souls to give us hope, an anchor that gives us hope so that we don't have to worry or be afraid in all the adversities in the next few years before his son brings his father's kingdom. In Hebrews 11, you know, that verse 19, this hope is the anchor of our souls, a hope both sure and reliable, enters within the veil, where Jesus has entered as a forerunner for us, having become a high priest forever, Melchizedek. We are patiently waiting with hope in his word, as David said in Psalms 130, verse 5. Himself was waiting in hope for a Savior. And God, he was looking forward to what God was going to do. In verse 1, it's amazing that Christ, it says Christ, Jesus Christ himself, our hope. Jesus Christ himself, the Son of God the Father, by whose authority that we approach the Father in prayer every day, multiple times a day, I'm sure. We approach, and Jesus Christ is our hope. As we're told in the recording of John 3:16, God so loved the world. We should all have this verse memorized. I have since I was 7 years old. God so loved the world that he gave his, that everyone who believes in him will not perish. But what? What is God's plan of hope? Will not perish, but have life. God planned for us to have eternal life. And it's amazing to think about 1 Corinthians 13. But now faith, hope, and love remain. These three. But it says the greatest of these three is love. Faith and hope are love. Why? Because of our faith in the hope that God has granted to us through his truth, through our Savior, through his word. These three is love. Here's something that we can really hope for, Stu. A promise we can stand on. One of these days we'll have to start doing that song, Standing on the Promises, again. Remember doing that years ago. But of this promise that we can really hope for, what does it say in Revelation 21, verse 4? God says, when he wipes every tear from and gets rid of all the sorrow and crying, he says, there will be, verse 4 of chapter 21 of Revelation, there will be no more death. No more. Can we even imagine what that will be like? God has given us this hope. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, verse 4 of Revelation 21. No mourning, no crying, no pain. No pain. Because the first things have passed away. This is truly something worth anchoring our souls on, our hope. And we have to focusing on this one last verse in Proverbs 23:18. The writer was inspired to write, surely there is, Proverbs 23:18. There is a future, and your hope will not off. John 17, verse 3, and this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus. All those who believe in him, John 3:16, don't, they will not perish. Nobody will perish who believes in him. They will have eternal life. This is the hope that we can anchor our soul on. What a fantastic blessing we have as brethren and church family under the leadership, dear brother, who calls us his brethren, his brothers and sisters. Jesus Christ called us his brothers and sisters. Have a blessed brethren.